Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my dream, and how are you? Will you be here long, or just passing through? Brush off that stardust, where have you been? Don't tell me my rainbow was late getting in. Welcome to my dream, it now seems real. You're what it needed to make it ideal. So glad you got here, and I hope you can stay. But welcome to my dream.
Thank you.
house. This is the Friday Possum Theme. From all the versions of the Barney Miller theme song. I believe that was the season where Inspector Luger was in the opening credits, and they just had so many dudes. Their opening tune was a minute and 5 seconds. Boom! That's success. Wojo, the whole gang. They were all there. Well, welcome to Friday Night Possum, right here on Earth, home of the finest in what have you. Grenache Network is what we call this smoke and mirrors operation. Mondays, Possum Hour. One more possum. We'll be off. During the week, clobbering time. Who the hell knows when he's on? Fridays, Friday Possum. Last one for a while. Won't be on next Friday. Won't be on next Friday. Say you what? No, I will not. We will not. No. Next Friday is right out. Huge event. Huge. Huge event. I'm going to be appearing in front of a crowd of frothing Nazis in North Carolina. No. Yeah, well, it's Rookstock, man. I don't know how to spell Roll Jehoitz. Yeah, this is Goo Friday Possum. Get that right, Jack. Well, we have luminaries and returning luminaries. And kind of luminous myself. Now that you mention it. Let's see here. What's a good Gumby introduction? Go with the classic game.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, fuck you, Gumby! Hey,
hey, hey. Yes. Yes.
Most love it. Love it. Love it.
Gotta love it, baby. Gotta love it.
Oh, yeah. You have a good week?
Yeah, it's the usual. Today I went to one of our stores I've never been to, the one with the lounge. So I was there fucking around with those guys. That was a pretty good experience.
Jeez, you're like
a store. We have a store filled.
We got an operation going over there.
Yeah. Jeez. Life is good.
Did any of them guys from Jersey come over there and have some cigars?
Oh, we got some with the other stores, yeah.
Yeah.
The price over there is fucking outrageous. They get their cigarettes here, too. Jerseys. Oh, man. Horrible.
Oh, yeah, right. Taxes.
You know, Philadelphia is pretty bad, too.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
Yeah?
I'm sure it is.
I'm glad I'm not.
Well, I'm glad I don't smoke
sure
anymore.
I'm down, I wouldn't go back, but I went today. My first time back in Philly in 6 years.
Wow. 6 years.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah, 6 years.
Amazing.
Yeah, 2012. I got the fuck out of there.
There's nothing going on you wanted to see, huh?
City of brotherly love, my ass. They shoot you on sight.
Yeah, I know.
No eye contact. You got to Philadelphia and make no eye contact. Look to the ground and go about your business.
Kind of like New York without the charm, huh?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yikes. I don't know who we insulted more week? There. Man, I didn't do jack shit. Wednesday, I hid out from the trick-or-treaters.
Okay, all right.
That was, you know, Paramount was from 6 to 8. I turned off the bar lights and made like no one lived here for 2 hours.
Okay. I did that from the giddy-o. I was working this time, though. I came home at 7:30.
Yeah.
It was pretty much dead. It was probably dead anyway where I live. So how was your time with the Gigantor the night before?
Didn't happen.
Did he show up?
No.
Uh-huh. See that? He gets all done.
He never shows
up.
He never shows up. He never shows up. I'll be surprised. He's supposed to come to Rookstock this weekend, or this coming next weekend. I'm not going to put any money on the fact that he'll be with me when I leave.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what, though, man. Almost everybody I invited is either coming or is coming. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Steve, better than the
Fraser.
For the year.
This is huge. Number nine. Number
it's
nine.
Huge.
You'd have thought they'd have held out for number 10, but no, number nine. It's the Big Ma Moo.
Yeah.
Should have subtitled it the Big Ma Moo.
The Big Ma Moo. It beats out Mardi Gras, from what I understand, doesn't it? As a yearly event.
It's what? How's that?
It beats out Mardi Gras, right?
Oh, well, we don't have the giant heads. That's the only thing. Now you got the giant heads, we ain't got the giant. But
okay.
Rookie's got a pool table now, so the fuck out of here, man.
Does he have a Skittle ball? I mean, you're the fucking champ.
No Skittle. No Skittle. But he's got the pool
pack
table,
it.
Which, you know.
You're
speaking
not
of which,
pack yours though, are you?
Speaking of which, I got this ad on Fuckboo for a shuffleboard table.
Yeah.
These things are 12 and not, I guess, 9 to 14 feet long. They're not very wide, so I guess it wouldn't take up too much room. I could actually fit one in there. But why in blue blazes would I want to spend $6,899.99 on a shuffleboard table for the crib? You know what the Skittle Bowl set me back? $40 in the door with shipping. $40.
And you already got that money back, right? I mean, it was about all you had on that bad boy.
Minsk from Pinsk.
There you go.
All right, we have some returning luminary tonight.
Nice.
But
nice.
You have a plug. You have a plug. You need the plug. So plug.
You know
plug
I do.
Plug. Plug the plug and make
plug
it snug.
Plug the plug. Okay. Eminence Front Radio, tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern time. Because Eminence is going to be doing a show on trios, like Cream, Three Dog Night, etc., etc.
Ah.
So there you go, man. It's 3 Eastern
Crosby,
time.
Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Tomorrow morning.
Crosby, Stills,
Crosby,
and Nash,
Stills, Nash
without Young. That's a threesome.
Exactly. The three haircuts. You know, hey.
Three haircuts.
They'll be there.
Bunch of tunes on that last Beatle album. John Lennon had already quit. So there's three threesomes there.
Yeah, hey. You're right there. What were those sisters' names that
Frank
Zappa loved so much?
What were they called?
I just went blank. I can't believe I went blank on that.
The Trogs or the Fugs?
No.
The Troys?
Ooh, that's close. Ooh, that's close. I just remember the name, My Pal Footprint.
Let me squeeze in
that you can stream live on www.wriu.org.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, everybody.
All right, man.
That is going to bother
me. Awesome. That was a great, great plug. It's awesome.
What's it about?
It was an awesome plug. I mean, I don't mean to, slide into hyperbole there. But, all right, now, as you know, I like to keep on top of the daily shit that goes on out there, right?
We all know
what they
that,
call
yeah.
it? The news. The shit.
The daily shit.
And sometimes, oh boy, it's horse shit, all right. Well,
the shade.
Not the point fingers. Anyway, so I'm watching I'm looking at the Facebook the other night. I'm bored. I got nothing to do this week. I'm bored. Little fucking square comes up in the left-hand corner there. It says Uncle Bobo's going to make a big speech, you know. And I said, all right, I wonder what the lunkhead wants to say this time. So I click on the thing, and it's before the speeches start, right? I didn't end up seeing any of the speech because they're playing like psych up music right before the speech, right? You know.
Uh-huh.
And I had to bail out before they got to the Lee Greenwood. I can't do the Lee Greenwood. But
can't do that.
This was actually one of the psych up songs for dude. You might remember it, the Village People.
I'm sorry. Come again? Who? Who?
The Village People. With Macho Man? Kind of a song about gay guys lusting after big strapping
uh-huh.
gay guys.
Uh-huh. But they weren't gay though. I mean they were construction workers, cowboys, they were they weren't gay, they were rugged guys. The cops,
they were gay as fuck, man. I hate to break it to you. They were gay as fuck.
Oh.
Yeah.
That got by me.
I don't mean to connect any dots over here, but before Bobo's speech, got to blow it up. Hit it.
Sadly, the American dream is dead.
Bing, 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 bong, bing, 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 bing,
shit, fucking fuck, fuck you in the ass,
bong, bing, bing, bing.
The bing, bing, bang, bang, bong.
Bye,
bing, bing. That's the end of that. You know, it's the only thing he can say.
She's my hippocampus, baby, we'll rock the joy tonight. But when she sees me, it gives me an awful fright. All the people gather round her just to see her throw the floor. Oh yeah. All the people gather round her just to see her throw the floor. Oh. Get into the band and let her hear that rhythm once more. Yeah. Her legs begin to bend. Oh yeah. When she started to move, her legs begin to bend. Oh, I swing her right out, and she'll come right back again. Yeah. She's my hippocampus, baby, we'll rock the joint tonight. Better when she sees me, it gives me an awful fright. All the people gather round her just to see her throw the floor. Oh yeah. All the people gather round her just to see her throw the floor. Oh. Yell it to the band, let her hear that rhythm once more.
Some background shit we ain't had in a long time.
Clear that for us, Commodore.
Oh, I remember this one. I love this one. Mm-hmm. Beauty, man. Klezmer. Yeah. So, yeah, so this week was, I had the, what do you call, Zero Sum Tuesday. Bogey did show up, and we had one whack. Yeah, well, yeah, we had a whack. He said it makes me feel happy, and he went home. He had to make an end for mom. All you need, you know, that's the beauty thing about scotch, man. All you need is one, you know? Like, okie doke. That changes your whole fucking attitude, babe.
If you have the ability to just take one.
Well, that's I guess that's a trick for some. Yeah.
I would have said, I'm so happy and finished off the fucking bottle.
Yeah. I kind of like that with beer, though. I'm a beeraholic. I drink beer like it's going out of style.
Well, that's mostly what I always do.
That's why I stick to the light beer, man. That way I'm not a fucking totally destructive alcoholic. But constructive alcoholic.
Just semi.
No, completely constructive.
If you drank a whole lot of real beer, man, you would have that shuffleboard in your fucking house.
If I drank real beer like I drink fucking natties, I'd be dead. I would be dead. Yeah. Fucking $6,800 for a fucking shuffleboard table, dude. I need a new roof. I can get like two roofs for that. What the fuck?
Uh huh.
Some people have like too much money, you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Tax them motherfuckers, man.
Exactly.
Not us poor schmucks. Look at this, man. What a crowd we got.
beautiful.
I know, man. I love it.
All right. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge. First and foremost, it's Apple Cheeks.
Apple Cheeks. I'm so happy. Every time Apple Cheeks shows up, I'm happy.
I'm so happy. He says that. He says that about right when about, I think when he finishes the bastard off, he says, "It makes me so happy."
Try to get a sound bite of Bogey saying that.
No, he will not have his identity stolen on the internet. That's for sure.
Nope.
Well, thank you for coming up, Jake.
Intellectual property.
Yeah. It's I'm taking my life in my hands just mentioning him on the air. incognito.
Yes.
Incognito. Let's use cool words. Let's use our words tonight.
Yeah. Right, use our words. We'll never have as much as the president, but we know a few words.
No. He knows all the best words.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's just what I say.
My Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
There's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake. You know, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
I know.
It's true. It's
hey,
true.
Hey, taking the vibes, baby. Oof.
This is from the Peter Gunn soundtrack, babe.
Oh,
all right.
That must be a great soundtrack. I feel like
there's, I think there's three of them.
Okay.
There's three albums of Peter Gunn music, man. It's just like that's what's so great about that show. You know, who gives a fuck what goes on in a show? It's the music, man.
Yeah, and the whole
half hour of
water, look to it.
Yeah.
In honor of Peter Gunn, the lounge tonight is called Mothers. It's called Mothers.
Well, Dr.
That
Cake, thank you
very
much.
That should have been an hour. That's one of those shows that should have been an hour.
I like when they get it done in a half hour, man. That way I can pick a winner.
Most shows, yeah, but not that one. That should have been.
Well, either here or there. Did I say it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake?
Yes, you did. And
okay.
You are.
Well,
there
is a returning luminary right there.
Who's that? Who that?
It's none other than Ford Prefect. Wasn't so much the notice on the milk carton, it was the advertisement on the Gargle Blaster. And somebody copied him at a local pub.
Uh-huh.
Fingered him. We had him fingerprinted and booked before midnight. Welcome back to the Possum Lounge. Poor Freak. Good to have you. Glad to see you're in good spirits and good health.
Uh-huh. He's a good man, that Poor Freak.
Yeah. Hey, man. At our age, have something good. Anything that's good is good. Welcome back. And another luminary. We haven't seen him in a couple of weeks. I think his shit's been on the fritz. It's a fleet admiral in charge of parking. GTO, GT Trenton.
GT Trenton's here. All right.
Ensign GT Trenton is here, sir. The GTO man. Got his own theme song, though. So, good to have you with us, sir. He's a Halloween buff.
Yes.
In fact, this year he spent Halloween in the buff, and the charges will
Ooh.
Be, he'll be in court, tomorrow morning. He'll be arraigned for
in the buff.
Indecent
yeah,
exposure.
Kindly.
Well, he had the Jason mask on, but he forgot the costume.
Oh,
that
okay.
happens.
Happens, you got a lot on your mind.
Yeah, you know, he's worried about the mask and all, he forgets about the pants. happened to everybody. Yeah, I did it.
He was worried about feeding the bobs that he kept distracted.
Yeah. He's running out low on bob food, too.
Uh-huh. It happens. It happens to the best of
them. Thank you for coming, GT. I loved your Halloween picks, man. They were awesome.
Maggie C. Maggie C.
Wait. You got some more about GT Trenton? You got some more GT Trenton material?
No, I didn't see his Halloween stuff this year. He's not going to much.
Oh, yeah. He's got fucking movies
and
shit.
His page more,
man. Yeah. He's got movies and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. It's like he's like an entertainment mecca on his page.
Yeah.
I
don't need
to. I used to ride a horse
man,
named Mecca.
Mecca.
Yeah, weird.
Mecca.
Yeah, it was real. Oh man, I was an old mare, about 20 years old, gentlest horse ever.
Yeah.
Strictly for kids. Kids would ride that. You feel like you were like, you know, Posh Cartwright and shit. And you're riding the gentlest old nag ever. Dude. life in the big city. Well. Thank you for coming, GT. And there she is. First in love, first in peace, first in the possum lounge, Maggie C.
Maggie C. And Maggie C, you are correct. The CBD buds do have a little something extra in it. You smoke those buds, man. From what I understand, I don't smoke it, but customers have been getting high off that shit.
Smoking the wacky tobacco.
That's
so
it.
What, you got like
a
back room in that cigar shop, man? There, you got a back room where they fill the blunts? What's that, huh?
Yeah, we got it. No, I'm not saying a word, nudge, wink, wink.
Now give me some of that Acapulco gold. Shit. Yeah. Oh, no, some Thai stick. That's what I need, man.
Woo. We all could use a tie stick.
All right. Thank you for coming, Maggie C. And finally, CBDs are legal over here. Man, everything, man, that is so cool out there. Canada, weed.
Sure, too. The real shit's available in Canada now, yeah. This country is just so far behind.
I'm just
going to
enjoy.
Unbelievable.
I'm just going to enjoy paying for it without giving anything to Uncle Sam in return for the time being.
Yeah. I hear you.
Hey, man, I got a medical card, man. Yeah. Actually, I'm gonna see if dude will give me a medical card, man. Because it does help it helps my back. I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
It's easy to get from what I understand. Internet. You go on the internet, you get a form to fill out, and they give you a list of doctors.
Yeah.
From what I understand, doctors just sign it. They don't care. But it's
I might have twisted my ankle, too.
No insurance.
Tinnitus.
Can buy this shit for you.
If you got tinnitus, you want some. Shoot, man. So,
but it's going to cost you.
Yeah, get your card. Right. Well, there it is. I just want the card in case I get busted. Like, I got a card, dude. All right.
And continue buying from the trunk of that guy behind Walmart.
I know nothing.
Okay, all right.
There they are, ladies and gentlemen. One, two, the possum lounge. Awooga.
With your super host, Governor Necker.
Man.
Hello. As the beaver.
Thank you very much. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Calhoun Tubbs, known to my friends as Hard Fingers. See, that's because back in 1947, I once played the guitar for over 36 hours straight for no reason at all. That's right. I wrote a song about it, like the Here, Here Go.
I'm
confused over you.
Ted wants to chime in on Lonnie Johnson. Ted was about to say that he first heard Lonnie Johnson on Louis Armstrong albums. He played the guitar.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Ted knows his shit.
That's what Ted was going to say.
Uh-huh.
Is that, yeah, Ted got fed up with rock and roll. I think it was the Knack. Wasn't it the Knack, Ted? It was the Knack. And he says, you know, there's a whole bunch of music I ain't never listened to. I don't listen to this shit. So he got some Louis Armstrong albums, and the rest is history.
All right. Back on Ted.
Yeah. He's a Renaissance dog.
There, Ted. He wears many hats.
There you go, nubbin. Oh, don't turn down your nose at a dog bone. You fucking jack off if you do that, man. Oh, this is really weird. He had this really gnarly skin plug coming out of his muzzle, right? You know, where they got them little dots where their whiskers come out and shit. And since he's so old, it's like, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen your great grandpappy have a big old mole or something. Woke up today, I'm like, hey, how you doing, baby? I look and it's gone. Ooh, there's like a fucking mole somewhere around the crib, man, laying there. Where the fuck is that mole, man? I don't know. Speaking of moles, we've been joined by Getting 4 USA and Getting Star 4 USA. USA, right. USA. Pickle your knees. Exactly. Three pickles.
Uh-huh.
Pickle Sorrel. Ooh. Lucy has an ugly thing growing on her leg. Ted's got like a big old fucking puffy thing on his inner thigh. And
yeah, that's what goes. Bad.
The vet goes, is this bothering him? I go, no, not really. Has it gotten any bigger lately? No, not really. Keep an eye on it.
All right.
You know.
Okay, there you
old
go.
Dog,
you maintain it.
Old dog. This fucker's going to outlive us all. Not Teddy boy. He's a good kid. Mini Lucy.
Mini
we had a
Lucy.
Guy who lived across the hall in the dorms in college, and he had this big shanker on his chin. And the guy's name was Greg, and I named the shanker Hank. We used to call him Greg and Hank. Because I was a mean motherfucking frat boy who gang raped women in the Supreme Court. Yeah. No, I didn't. We only gave him shit because he was a pot Jones or pot Bogart.
Okay. That's worse, isn't it?
Because he would sniff you out no matter where you were, but he never had one of his own, you know. Think about like
being Hank,
joint. That guy'd be knocking on, holy, you girls in there? Yeah. Street, man. You put the towel under the door, everything. High security, a security placed various points in the hallway. Still, knock, knock, knock. Hey, you guys, what are you doing in there?
Well, then you put the towel over his face. Yeah, that thing's going on.
Trying to enjoy a joint without fucking Bogart.
We don't need to see. We don't need to see Hank. Put that towel over your face.
There's a portfolio I have. I drew like everybody on the floor. I have a picture of Greg, and then I added Hank later. It's a classic.
Hank had his own personality. I like it.
Well, the thing never went away because, like, it's like it was there all semester. Finally, somebody said, "What's up with that thing on a dude's chin?" I said, "Oh, that's Hank, the Shank." You know, and then it just went from there. The curse. All right. So what's going on in the lounge? A lot of grab ass going on.
They're giving out
beauty.
Pickles.
Somehow yeah.
They're giving out
beauty.
Pickles.
Ooh, Aunt B's pickles, man. You want to hear the lowdown on Aunt B?
It's,
I think I saved it for
Aunt
the
B's
news.
Pickle night in the, at Mother's.
The lowdown on Aunt B, man. This is fucked up. Okay, so after she quit, she was in Mayberry RFD after the Andy Griffith show closed, right?
Uh-huh.
And she ended up quitting that in 1970. She walked away from it.
Yeah.
I don't know, if, you
I
know
heard
whether it closed.
Yeah.
Well, no. That's a bad rap.
Yeah.
She was a nice... No. They didn't really get along that well, but she didn't hate him.
She was just a fucking lesbian
in an age where you couldn't be a lesbian. And, you know,
Okay. All right. So she likes the muffin. Aunt B's muffin.
Yeah. So after the show ended, she says, you know, I've become an icon of this small town motherly crapola. Why don't I move to a small town? So she moved to a small town in North Carolina, Silver City, or Siler City. And, yeah, at first it was cool. Everybody gave her... You've got that right, GT. Everybody accepted her very warmly, and she was at parades and whatnot, and she would be an honored guest. And after a while, she got tired of not being able to go to the, you know, the Quickie Mart without somebody saying something, you know. And, well, aren't you going to church? You know, that's when it really started going on. And they mentioned that specifically. It was the people wanting them to go to their church, you know. And, well, you went to church every Sunday on the show, you know. So... she finally got fed up with the lifestyle, and she became a recluse and holed up in the back room with a bunch of cats, and I guess the place smelled like cat pee. And thing about Andy and Opie showed up at her door. You know, one time, and they knocking on the door, she wouldn't let them in. Because she was probably, you know,
embarrassed.
Ashamed of how far she'd fallen off the charts there with the cat lady thing. So she wasn't in the reunion movie. She could have been. Still alive. Chose instead to sniff cat pee in the comfort of her back room. And there you have it, the Aunt B story. Not a happy ending.
To ride my life down.
For Francis Pavia.
There you go.
I never understood
why they spelled her name B E E.
They don't. Nobody does.
No, they don't.
I guess they do.
It's officially B E E. Yeah.
Well, maybe her name's Barbara, and it stands for B, like a... Or it could be that hairstyle. She got a beehive hairdo.
Yeah, a little bit of one, yeah.
You know.
Or maybe she had a bee up her cooch. That's why she was such a nasty person.
I used to have when I was, you know, in the family, raising the family stuff, I had all the kids... family pictures going up the stairwell, and I had this publicity picture, Francis Bavier, Aunt B, and I just, like, worked it into the middle of them, you know, just like, yeah, It's my Aunt B. It's for gag.
That's just kind of wedged it in your family.
Yeah, every just stuck it in there, you know, like everything else is, yeah, the kids and, you know, everybody. And Aunt B. Yeah. She never married.
Alex.
Yeah.
Well,
I feel bad, though, man. I mean, that's kind of...
Jane Hathaway.
Now you're talking, man. That's actually... That would actually be a nice couple.
I would like to see
that
girl and girl, Aunt
B
and Jane Hathaway.
That is not offensive. No, that's very offensive. But still, I'd like to see it.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. I left the door open. Now the furnace is kicking on. We're late for the 3 minutes, and all hell is breaking loose.
Good God. What's happening to the Oasis?
Damn you.
Ted's not fucking with your thermostat, is he?
Ted's outside. I'd let Ted out, left the door open so he could let himself back in, but he's sunning himself. Oh, there you are. Okay. Guilty party, you. Freaking rain. It's been raining. Was it like 40 days, 40 nights, something like that? What the fuck's going on with that, man? What's up? It's like biblical.
Know,
it's fucking rain,
I'm loving
man.
It.
Jeez.
I'm loving it. I wonder what.
Starting to see animals walk two by two. I don't know where the hell they're going, but I feel like it might be a good idea to follow. Yeah, and follow these guys. They might have more in the ball than I do. Anyhow. It's time once again.
Yeah.
3 minutes, you never get back. The fun new game show where you, the listener, is pretty much guaranteed to lose 3 minutes of your life listening to the following crap. That pretty much sums it up. Nice. Snow. Oh, my
crap.
God.
Oh.
For the love of God, don't say snow. 3 minutes.
Don't mind the rain now.
Now that I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Go ahead.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Go ahead.
Can I count it on?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Take your arm. Then use your charm. Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. You've got to have the feeling. Shorten your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get
on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up. Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
You said you got the. You said the feeling. You got to get that. You give me fever. And a cold sweat. The way I like it is the way it is. I got mine, don't worry about his. Shall I take him to the bridge?
Go ahead, take him to the bridge.
Take him onto the bridge.
Take him to the bridge.
Take him to the bridge. Hit me now, come on. Get up.
Get on up.
Come on now.
Go ahead.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
What's that?
Nancy was a little slice back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Looking over some of her early pictures. Oh, I kill her.
Sure. She was an ingenue. Program note, an apology. I must apologize to the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
I was a little harsh. I blew them up Monday night, and I see this today, and I said, "Holy shit, man!" I humbly apologize. They went and partied at a strip club, spent a whopping about a $300,000 tab, and they tipped $1.95, Bubba. $195,000 OCO tipping.
Nice.
That was like equal to like every employee there's yearly salaries put together.
Nice. See that? Brenda Well.
Everybody went home happy that night. Believe that.
Like Ralph
Brandon.
If I got it, everybody gets it.
That's right. And so, you know, hey, I got to hand it to them, man.
Okay, that's good.
That's
good move.
Them boys know how to party.
Well, that's the whole thing. You ever overtip when you're drunk? Right here, honey, take this. That's what happened.
Well, that's not really that bad.
Drunk
it was like a
40%.
They double tipped. It was like a 40% tip. Huh?
Uh-huh.
That was too ridiculous. I've tipped.
Good
guy. No, I tip 40% all the time. Some gal, you know,
you're a good person.
Shows me a little cleavage and flirts and is nice and makes you know, my willy move. That's a 40% tip right there.
Oh, you got that right. I'll sign over my half. Give me a little something like that. I don't tip because I don't go out. I got no one to tip.
Yeah, well, there is that, huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, did you hear about the, where the fuck was it? Charlotte, North Carolina. There was a big bomb scare. This place has been kind of a lightning rod for trouble. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear about this? Charlotte,
no.
North Carolina, bomb scare?
That's where the Nazis
paraded there. A gal died, lost her life. Well, a year later, there's a bomb. They closed up the whole block of Uptown Tuesday, the 100 block of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Go figure. Small manila envelope, handwritten address to Duke Energy. And you don't mess with Duke Energy, man. So they caught this, and they called the authorities and whatnot. Well, it was a grisly discovery when the bomb squad finally opened up this bad lad. It was a cassette tape of Journey's greatest hits.
Dad, there's nothing to eat for breakfast.
I'm sorry, I want here.
Oh, that total. I don't really like that.
Don't talk shit about total.
The doctor doesn't need to know about that.
You make me weak.
Don't you ever talk about my dick.
I wanna die.
Without our breakfast.
Just win.
Oh, shit.
You said we tried.
Oh, you dumbass.
Nobody was hurt. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
They're
be
lucky
careful
no
with
one.
Your pranks, people. They could backfire, but that was funny. I like that.
True story. According to the internet. Oh, here we go. Nice. Now, this, you know, this, why couldn't I have been lucky enough to be there? A half-naked woman fell twice through a restaurant ceiling, landing
in
the
kitchen.
Did you
say half a woman fell twice?
Half naked, half naked.
Oh, half naked.
Half naked. Yeah, no pants.
Ooh.
No bottom half.
Oh.
No nothing stuff
yeah.
on.
I'm an ass man. All right. Yeah, I fell twice.
An employee called 911 when the naked bottom half of a woman dropped through the ceiling tile. The police responded, and they found her wallet with her ID on the restaurant's roof. They say she probably got in the ceiling through the air conditioning unit, and I don't, you know, it's unclear if she has a lawyer or why the fuck she was half naked trying to break into a restaurant. So.
Nothing like that ever happens at the cigar shop.
I know. No buns at the cigar shop, man.
No. Uh-uh. And
special
believe me,
buns
I've been waiting
tonight.
For it.
Bum cakes and tacos on special. Okay, well, let's. We could wrap it up with this guy. Oh, no, you need a visual. This is a visual gag. All right, I'll put the link in here. Now, this fella, he's arrested for allegedly peering through windows of a Santa Ana home while naked. He's a peeping Tom, but you got to see the picture of the guy. He's got the Jackie
oh, yeah.
eye going one way. And
yeah, he's got Marty Feldman eyes. Who would want to look out the window and see that fucking guy naked peering in at
you?
Jesus Christ.
Tom
with
of
that
all
same
time,
expression,
man.
Holding on to his will.
I swear to God, he ought to be in pictures. That guy could be in pictures, man.
Oh yeah, it'd be a great character actor. Like Billy Drago.
Yeah, exactly.
Who else would recruit some people? Yeah.
Yeah. Or that guy you like? What's his head there?
Yeah, Timothy Carey. I was just thinking that. Timothy Carey.
Yeah. Carey. Yeah. Kind of fucked up looking dude. But this guy's pretty. I mean, he would look great in a gang of thugs in a western or something. You know, just sitting on a horse.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the guy that killed a bunch of dudes, and we're kind of scared of him.
See that? He could have been in Hollywood.
Anyway.
Wow, he's peering through windows. Maybe.
Well, he's getting his picture out there, man. That's, you know.
Right, okay, there you go. Getting his headshot out there. That's what he's
got
doing.
His headshot out, so it's just a matter of time before they sign him up. All right, now.
I'd put him in a movie.
The Drug Enforcement Agency, the administration, they put out a warning this Halloween. This is probably the least necessary warning. They were warning about marijuana-laced candy. Marijuana candy, you know, that like they make marijuana candy now, you know, everywhere because it's legal and shit in a lot of places. But like nobody's going to like give it to kids, man. I mean, I don't even want to buy real candy for little fuckers. Why would I give my good shit?
We have the CBD and cotton candy and then lollipops.
Yeah, come on.
And gummy bears, you know? What the fuck?
Come on. Give me a break.
Now, do they have actual evidence of this being done? Or every fucking Halloween they come back,
no,
they say this
shit. It's like the razor blades in the apple. When have you ever heard of somebody actually getting a razor blade in an apple? Never happened.
Exactly.
Made up. Fake news. Right. And lastly, a dad said a dad on Halloween didn't expect such a backlash when he dressed himself as he's like a SS Gestapo officer and his son is Adolf Hitler. he posted on Facebook and the son of a gun went wild and he's as surprised as the next guy, you know.
What I do?
Yeah, it's just, geez, these politically correct guys have gotten out of hand, haven't they? I'll tell you what. And that's the news.
Well, I'm not going to bring up Reverend Wendy. She was one sexy Hitler, man. One sexy Hitler.
I tell you what, those were the days.
Don't stop me.
Now back to our show.
Ooka chaka, ooka ooka, ooka chaka, ooka ooka, ooka chaka, ooka ooka, ooka chaka, ooka ooka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. What kind of feeling? I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy. Girl, you got me thirsty for another.
Feeling.
Yes.
I felt that one in my colostomy bag. Indeed, I did. So bad. Man, that's not right. Why do I do that shit, man? It's not funny. It's not right.
No.
It's not cool.
Sure it is.
It's not. No. No. That's bad taste.
Boner hose!
Now that's funny. That's a little bit better.
Grenache. Oh.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now my Jaji's dancing.
You know, the Grenache got you? That always puts me over.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. The Grenache guy always gets me.
Grenache guy. Reege.
First I do the Tim. Now the Grenache guy's got me. Maybe I'm.
Oh yeah, the Grenache guy.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Nanalini, I'm on a roll. It's more of a croissant. More of a croissant.
Oh, fuck, say it!
There you go. All right, a little schnickel fritz. I'll get us through the polka. Yeah. So, any big plan? You working tomorrow?
Yes, I am. At the good store.
Easy peasy Japanese.
Manager. I'm hoping to become manager of the store.
And no, none of this going to Philadelphia bullshit.
Oh yeah, well that was just on my own time. No one asked me to do that.
Yeah, but if you're manager, hopefully then they're gonna be like. If you're a manager, they'll be like, dude, you gotta go to fucking Philly Mall.
We need
you know, we got nobody in Philadelphia. We need you over there, Mall. And you'd be like, hey, shit.
No.
Being manager. That's like my buddy.
I like smoking indoors, though, man. That's what I liked about that place, though.
Oh. See, that's what I don't understand why you fucking can't have a cigar in a fucking cigar store. That's dumb.
Well, the thing is, you know, it seeps through the walls at the other establishments.
Fuck them pussies.
Yeah. Bunch of Koreans doing nails. Fuck them.
Fucking crybabies. You can't smell that. They get their imagination. They can smell that. That's a bunch of hoops.
Yeah. They just assume that's going on.
They're hysterical. Yeah. They're hysterical is what's going on over there. I'll tell you what. Get yourself like a bag of mice. And let them loose in the back of the joint next door. And then we'll see, you know, we'll see how much they complain about the cigar smoke, huh? Huh?
Exactly.
Who's your messiah now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Actually, that might be their lunch. I don't know what the fuck they eat.
The appetizers. Don't have to go to Fridays today.
Did I tell you that kratom is illegal in South Korea?
Yeah. That's
ain't
so
that
sad,
kick
man.
In the balls? Yeah.
That's really bugging you, too, man, because that's second time
it
you
is.
Brought it up.
It is. Because this was my chance of putting it to the test, you know, of my social anxiety.
Yep. Big social situation.
Uh-huh. It's the biggest room full of fucking Koreans and me.
It did the same thing to Jung O-gung, man.
Yeah,
except
except
he was completely smashed driving a car. But it's almost the same damn thing.
Almost the same. Yeah.
Cost him millions of dollars. Oh, they cut. He got cut. He got cut. They cut Jung O-gung. Slight chance they're going to pick Jung O-gung up or Jung Ho, depending on where you put your last name. Last name first name last.
Yeah.
And what do they do in Korea when you sign into school? First, last name last, first name first. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Just,
with
confusing.
The
comma? Yeah, yeah.
That's got to be confusing as all fuck over there.
The last name, wait, last name first name last, wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
No, there's a problem there. That's a logistical nightmare.
My wife's name was Sung Jung-hee.
Sung Jung-hee?
Sung Jung-hee.
Man, no wonder you married that. Dang.
Uh-huh. That was a nice little Sung slice. Jung-hee. That was a good 3 years.
Sung Jung-hee.
Yeah.
Hey.
There you go.
I'll sign up for some of that, Sung Jung-hee.
Yeah, why not?
Well, that's probably what the maelstrom of fates drew us together originally in the first place, because we are both irresistible to Korean women.
Exactly.
I don't know what the fuck that is, man. It's like a curse almost.
they dig the knives.
Hey,
where did they get?
I got a good idea.
Where did they get a load of my pork pie hat? That's it, man. You're gonna hear one big splash.
Yes, sirree.
I might see Nyquil about a new haircut, man. Before
hey,
I
man,
go down there.
I'll give you. I got his card, man. I got
Nyquil's
card. He's on Facebook.
Poor women, man.
I was gonna friend him on Facebook, man. Should I friend him on Facebook?
Yeah, go ahead. Get him on the show.
Hey, Nyquil. It's actually, I was like, man, you know, I might go back and see Nyquil touch this motherfucker up, you know. Because it was looking pretty fly there for a couple of weeks. Now it's getting a little shaggy, man. You know.
You gotta go back.
I don't know if the bitches will be liking it so much now that it's shaggy. You know? Alright. Well, before we get raided by the 15,000 troops that are caravanning to the border to fight all them little kids and moms, the mothers suckling babies at the border. Let's polka!
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers!
Thank you.
Holy shit.
That's the stuff.
Ted Bezos, 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 I said Bezos, I mean Ted Bezos. Ted Bezos, my man. Mm-hmm. Ted Bezos. Bezos lives.
Bezos.
Bezos is my man. I like Ted Bezos. Bezos is human. Yeah. Don Hollinger forever. I love Ted Bezos. He's the greatest guy that ever lived.
I second that.
Oh, yeah.
My
me and the chimp changed my life.
Uh-huh.
There was life before me and the chimp, and there was life after me and the chimp. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I mean, when you look at Ted Bezos.
Just kidding. There's a lot to learn.
Good yucks. So what do we got? Oh, man, we've almost wasted an entire hour and a half of your precious, precious time. You know, could be spent getting indoctrinated.
Yes.
Hey, when's that cute chick coming back? We can indoctrinate her, man. You know,
this is the first time I haven't sent her away. I've been bugging her all the time. You know what she told me?
Think,
she said she's either out or she's crashing. She's asleep by the way.
She's giving us the cold shoulder.
That's what it is. She's a possum tease.
She's giving us
I'm
the brush.
Have to get on her again.
Giving us the
I'm
brush.
Get on her again.
I know the brush. Dude, believe me, if anybody
uh-huh.
knows the brush, as many co-hosts as I've been through over the years, I know the brush when I see it.
If she actually had a visual of your NyQuil do, you know, things might be different.
Of course. But that, hey, man. You know,
right? You know, it's radio.
I try to
man.
Take it easy on the. I don't want to scare. I don't want to shock people into you know adoration and shit. Because you know, I don't want to end up being president of the United States and doing a lot of stupid shit and fucking everything up, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my thing. It's not my thing,
no.
babe.
Not on your bucket list.
No. No, that's my on my fuck it list is what that's on.
Okay,
fuck
there
you
that go.
Shit. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You
want to lock yourself up in the crib and get a lot of cash. That's all you want to do.
I wouldn't mind. Once Ted passes away, which he never will, but I would
uh-huh.
get a cat, maybe. As long as they don't crawl on my shelves and knock down all my cool shit, man.
Yeah.
It'd be uncool.
And you got a lot of cool shit there. Yeah.
I know, and it's
fuck
not
animals.
All plastic junk. Natties. So
oh,
you're doing
shit.
Gars tomorrow? At the
I am.
All right. Yeah, I got
it's
a gig.
Good.
I got a wedding tomorrow night, and then the big shoe Sunday. And then
really big shoe.
We'll be back here Friday, or I mean, we'll be back here Monday. But next
uh-huh.
Friday, next Monday, forget about it.
All right,
Brookstock,
there you go.
Number nine.
You got to let the people at Woodstock know that it's turned me all dead man backwards.
There you go. There you go.
The people.
That is. Yeah, so Monday's going to be our Election Eve special.
I got a Red Bull. Oh, okay. I got a Red Bull, Commodore. I haven't had a Red Bull in ages. I'm having a Red
I've
Bull.
I've got the worst 3 minutes you'll ever get back. Never get back. Oops. The transporter went off. Happens to the best of us. The best 3 minutes. No, the worst. No. Call Derek, for Christ's sake. It's that important.
Yeah, we need those.
Natties!
He's the only one that understands.
All right. Good night, everybody!
Good night, everyone!
Winkles to everybody. Side.
Maybe Heil means a different thing for them when they say Heil in this face.
I'm against the white guys, basically. Which puts me in an odd position being a white guy over here, you know.
Well, I hear you. Wait, whoa, you're white?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were a brother.
Driven, I don't even like have Italian blood. I don't think there's like no. I'm waspy as wasp can be.
You're Scottish pale.
Yeah, I hooked my kids up with some Slovak.
Yeah.
But that's as ethnic as it gets. My bloodline, our bloodline. Yeah, a bunch of Germans, Dutch, Scots, maybe some English in there. I don't know, some Irish.
Isn't German and Dutch pretty much the same thing, or is it German and Pennsylvania Dutch the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's pretty same. Yeah. Well, actually, it's not even German; it's Prussian. Which is even closer to Dutch. So, Deutsch.
Never trust a Dutchman. One thing I learned from my malt liquor man is never trust a Dutchman.
I tell you, that's what happened. I tell you what, that was my relative that was the Dutchman was the guy that the safe fell on. which, you know.
Oh, okay.
I'm working on the lawsuit right now with Warner Brothers. I want a piece of that.
Well, I don't wish you any bad luck, Commodore, but I would love something like that to happen to you, man. That's a cartoonist way of dying.
Oh, no. I would gladly take that. I would gladly take that as a fate. Maybe not an anvil. I want a safe because I want to. No, you know,
the safe.
A grand piano. Grand piano.
Yeah, grand piano.
Come on.
Come crash it down on you.
Yeah. Big grand piano. Big grand piano.
Oh! Intercourse the penguin!
Yeah. All right, man. So, shall we kick Tommy in the groan?
Get him a quick kick this time.
Where's Tommy? Tommy!
Hey, Tommy. Hey, Tommy.
He's wearing one of them polyester suits that I like so much. Would you get that, Tommy? You get that down there? Oh, yeah. He got that at 2 cents fucking Charlie's. All right. Well, have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, Commodore.
Got a bunch
you
of
too.
Shit to do and whatnot. And, you know, if you got any inspirations for the show there Monday,
please do.
Because I got a busy weekend, man.
What the fuck am I going to do, man? If we ever end this show,
I'll
be up to 4 o'clock in the morning. Nothing to do.
Just keep sending them out. You know, I'll just humor you and we'll pretend like...
We can keep the page going.
just pretend we do Possum Hour. We can get Maggie C on the page and she can act like she enjoyed the show and stuff like that.
There you go. We got to get Dr. Cake.
We can never quit, man. It's a burden now. It's a responsibility. It's a responsibility is what it is.
A little bit of fun.
It's our pleasure to bring it to you, the listening audience.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do get hit with a grand piano this week, this might be the last episode, man. So I hope you really enjoyed it, man. Because fuck, you never know. You never know when it's the last episode of anything, man.
That's right.
So just. Take note and don't take it for granted. Enjoy.
There you go.
Appreciate.
And listen to the archive. Nice. Well, we're dead
and
gone.
Be nice to people. Be nice to people.
That's
well,
be kind. Kind
well,
is the word.
Until,
be kind.
Until all the interwebs are wiped out by the.
Good.
I don't want to talk about them. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Good cheese. In color. Froth.
It's sprinkle.
Spew. Frothing slosh.
I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!